Funding for Think comes from SMU's continuing and professional education.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. How far can positive thinking take you? According to the most vocal proponents of such thinking, people who strive to look on the bright side regardless of their circumstances are practically guaranteed to enjoy better health, greater wealth, and fulfilling personal relationships. But is there evidence that positive thinking actually works? Can you think and wish and believe yourself out of abject poverty or back to health after a devastating diagnosis? Or is it possible that what all that cheery visualization really creates is simple complacency? Writer Barbara Ehrenreich explores the issue in her new book, Brightsided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. Barbara, welcome back to Think.
Glad to be with you, Chris.
So is our sort of characteristic American optimism really just a form of naivete?
A form of what? I'm sorry.
Naivete.
Of what?
Of naivety.
Naivete? No. I don't know if it's naivete because it's sometimes forced on us. I mean, when you are at your workplace, maybe not your workplace, NPR, but many workplaces really expect everybody to be positive at all times. To put on a smiley face, disagree with everything that's said, and never, ever raise a challenging question or pose a doubt.
You see this taking root in our culture in the early 19th century. Can you talk about what was going on then that made that power of positive thinking such an appealing concept?
Yeah, I'm really kind of sympathetic to the people who started the positive thinking movement because they were independent thinkers, not formally educated people, who were rebelling against the dominant Calvinism of the time. And that Calvinist message was that we are all wretched sinners. We will probably, almost all of us, spend eternity in hell. And that this was an ideology that made people literally sick, made them depressed. It caused a lot of invalidism among middle-class people who were swept up in this. And the original positive thinkers, who include probably the best known as Mary Baker Eddy, said, no, the world is more bountiful. God loves us. And you can pretty much have anything you want if you focus on it hard enough.
But in that focus also, there was some inherent effort expected. And maybe that's what's different from what we have today.
Some effort expected to achieve?
Yeah.
This I think that there's a lot of effort expected today, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, today, if you want to, quote, get positive, the way to proceed would be to buy one of the many hundreds of books telling you how to do that, get the DVD, listen to it all the time, or play it on your, at home, get yourself inspirational posters, recite affirmations every day, like, I will be rich, wealth is coming to me, I know it, and, it takes effort. That's one of the things I have against it, in fact.
But it's effort sort of reciting the affirmations as opposed to sort of getting out and working on the thing that might make you better at your job.
Well, yes. I mean, you're not so likely to hear from the positive thinking industry, which, by the way, includes the motivational speakers, so many life coaches, career coaches, and the prosperity gospel preachers. It's not going to be about, yeah, well, why don't you take a course and learn an entirely new skill or upgrade your skills? It's going to be about change your attitude. It's all in you. It's certainly not going to advise that you maybe have some legitimate complaints about your job and maybe what you need is a union.
The idea that we're being sold a bill of goods in terms of the power of positive thinking was never more apparent to you than several years ago when you were diagnosed with cancer. Can you talk about the kinds of things that people habitually said to you about this?
Well, I think I had been leading a pretty sheltered life because I am a freelance writer, so I don't go somewhere to go to work, right? I wasn't exposed to this kind of thing. But then there I was, diagnosed with breast cancer, and reaching out however I could through the internet and, you know, buying books and things, trying to find both information and support from people going through the same thing. But that's not what I found. What I found, to my dismay, was these constant exhortations to be positive, to see my disease, in fact, as a good thing that was happening to me, that would make me, in the end, a better person, a more spiritual person, etc. It didn't, actually. I became a meaner, nastier person, I would have to say.
Well, cancer is no gift. I mean, it's not a gift.
Well, they say it's a gift, yeah. There's a you can order a T-shirt online right now that says, "Thank you, cancer." There's a book called The Gift of Cancer. And a lot of the psychologists who are involved in this, because there is a kind of academic wing to this, say that the important thing that should happen to you as a cancer patient is that you should find the benefit in the disease.
Is there?
I don't see, you know, too many benefits in having a dreadful disease or losing your job. And that's another occasion, another misfortune where people are commonly told, you've got to be positive. You've got to see this as an opportunity. Don't whine. Don't complain. Accept it.
I wonder if you think that this demand for optimism from people who are in dire straits has to do with the discomfort that the rest of us feel in the presence of somebody who is suffering.
I think that may be part of it. I mean, I always cringe when I see those signs that say, you know, whiners or whining with a cancel sign through it. Because what that seems to say is, I don't have time for your complaints. I don't have any time for your problems. Just, you know, smile and get on with it. And I am right now, since the book came out, getting so many emails from people who have been, like, bereaved. Now, there's a really, really awful thing. And we're told, you know, by friends, they didn't want to hear about it. They didn't want to hear about the bad feelings.
It's depressing.
It's depressing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy in so many workplaces has been get rid of negative people. Negative people drag everybody down. So you should fire them. And this actually, I think, was a big contributor to the financial meltdown of 08. Is that people who, in the finance industry, for example, who had raised questions about subprime exposure, about possible defaults, were fired. They were culled out. They were weeded out so that everybody could continue to be in this bubble of complete and mandatory optimism.
The belief in positive thinking also would seem to offer this sort of comforting illusion that whatever bad things have fallen to other people, whether it's the loss of a job or illness or the loss of a loved one, somehow can't happen to us because we're thinking so positively that good things will come to us. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think the premise is that bad things don't happen. And then when they do happen to someone, it's very easy to slide into victim blaming with this positive thinking. Why does this person have all these misfortunes, lose their job, lose their spouse, whatever? Must be that there's something wrong with their attitude. Because in the extreme form of this, which is very, very popular in America, what happens to you is something that you attract with your own thoughts. The 2006 mega bestseller, The Secret, remember that one?
That was where if you sort of imagine yourself with a new car or something, it can happen.
Oh, yeah, and it comes to you. But she wasn't saying anything new. She was just gathering together the wisdom of, a couple dozen motivational speakers who were already big names or reasonably big names in America.
Why do you think, given the great deal of evidence to the contrary, that people are so willing to shell out money to go to these seminars and to read these books that say, if you believe it, it will come?
Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah.
Why aren't you rich, Chris? I mean, what are you doing to block the wealth from coming to you? And if somebody comes along and says, you know, you can just really attract it with the force of your thoughts, that sounds like a pretty damn good deal.
And somehow you're just failing if it still doesn't happen after you think and think and think.
And if it fails, that means you weren't trying hard enough. Doesn't mean there was anything wrong with the method, anything wrong with the guru you were using or the book you were reading or the DVDs. It's just you.
Barbara Ehrenreich is my guest. Her new book is called Brightsided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. We'll resume our conversation with Barbara in just a moment and invite you to join us now by calling 1-800-933-5372 or by sending email to think@kera.org. You can also help us out and keep great programming like this on the air. Allow us to continue bringing you wonderful guests like Barbara Ehrenreich by calling 1-800-456-5372. Jeff Whittington is here now and has some information about how you can get a copy of Barbara's new book with a contribution to KERA.
Yes, Chris, if you call 800-456-5372, if you go online to kera.org, click on the support button and make a $120 contribution either all at once on your credit card or set it up so we'll send you an invoice and you can send a personal check to the station, or you can set up a sustaining membership at the $10 a month level, and we'll thank you with your very own copy of Brightsided, Barbara Ehrenreich's new book. It's fascinating, and we're hearing from people who are saying, you know, thanks a lot for this. Give me permission. You don't have to be cheery all the time. and she's a great guest and a great writer, and we're thrilled to have her here today. Thanks to you and your support of KERA.
Absolutely, we are able to put programming like this on the air. You know, if you're a listener to Think, Jeff and I can both tell you, it is expensive to put on local programming. It is more expensive even than sometimes pulling in a show from somewhere else to be able to locally program something that we know will be of interest to you, our audience, is not inexpensive. But we know that it's something you value because so many of you call with your support, because you listen to the show. We know that, you know, thousands of you tune in every day, and we would hope that you recognize that that also carries with it a bit of a responsibility to the best of your financial ability, support the programming. 1-800-456-5372 is the telephone number to call. If you can afford to give $1,500, great. If you can afford to give $5 a month, great. That is entirely up to you and none of our business. We just ask that you do make a call.
Chris, we started at noon today with about 112,000, an astonishing amount considering that we started on Friday morning with this membership drive. And thank you so much for responding so quickly and so generously to our requests for support for the station. But we'd raised about $112,000 by noon today, and now we're at about $115,600. Great progress. We'd really like to make it to $120,000 raised by 2 p.m. just so that we can stay ahead of schedule and we can get this drive wrapped up as quickly as possible. So please do your part right now at 800-456-5372. Please do your part online at kera.org.
We have yet to receive a call requesting that we extend the amount of time we spend fundraising. but, you know, asking you directly is the most honest way we know how to do it, because we don't sell ads to people who want to sell you other products. We just come straight to you and say, this is what it costs, this is how we do it. And thankfully, many of you are willing to help us out every time we come to you. Give us a call now at 1-800-456-5372.
We want to thank Lynn Barber in Fort Worth. Lynn hears the message and has responded. Also, Reverend Linda Mitchell at Little River Academy, thank you so much. Also to Jose Perez in Grand Prairie, Francis Burns in Fort Worth, Stacy Anderson in Dallas, and Flora Farrago in Richardson, thank you so much for calling 800-456-5372. Thank you so much for going online and making a contribution at kera.org.
We make it just as quick as possible for you to get this membership set up, especially if you are already a member renewing. But even if it's a brand new membership, it should only take about 2 minutes of your time. So we ask that you do that right now, 1-800-456-5372, or go online and pledge your support at kera.org. Thank you.
Funding for Think comes from SMU's continuing and professional education, who can help you get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin weekly this fall. Online at smu.edu/CAPE.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris. Chris Boyd. My guest this hour is writer Barbara Ehrenreich. Her new book is called Brightsided: How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. You can join the conversation by sending email to think@kera.org or by calling 1-800-933-5372. You know, Barbara, I think to many people, all of this might seem like sort of useless nonsense at worst until you consider the fact, and you make this point in the book, that this positive thinking mantra can also make us really complacent about injustice. Barbara?
Oh, I'm sorry. I sound isn't that great.
Forgive me. I'm sorry about that. But I was saying that what this can do is make us rather complacent about injustice in the world and in our own lives.
Well, yes. I mean, I think the alternative to positive thinking is not negative thinking or despair or passivity. The alternative is to be realistic and try to see what's going on and then what we can do about it. And sometimes that means getting together, even building a social movement to do something about it.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's speak with Jerry in Burleson. Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Barbara, I want to give you a huge thank you. As a cancer survivor, I can't tell you how many times I heard this. And I think people were being well-intentioned, but they just made me feel worse. Like I'd done something wrong and brought on leukemia with my thoughts. And I think you were right, Chris. It seems to be a defense mechanism. Like, if I think positive enough, it's something terrible like this won't happen to me. And I wanted to ask you, Barbara, what should we say when we're confronted with something like this? Is it just best to politely ignore it, or what did you do?
Well, I didn't honestly know what to do when I had cancer and was running into this all the time. My response was probably not a very healthy one, but I just would tend to try to stay away from people who I knew who were going to do that to me. You know, it's a funny thing because a lot of cancer patients would say that they would stay away from anybody who is negative. But my feeling was I'd rather be around somebody who could accept the fact that I was having a terrible time, that I was unhappy. And, you know, I wasn't going to just whine about it. I'd like to talk about other subjects. But first, I wanted them to, you know, you want some acknowledgement that it's difficult. And I don't think that's too much to ask for.
Was there ever a part of you that wondered why this seemed to work for other people and it didn't make sense to you?
Well, I now know that it doesn't make sense to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, in 2001, just after I'd finished the cancer treatments, I wrote about my experience. And in what I wrote, I did complain about this. And I got, well, I was expecting to be pelted with rotten fruit, you know, that, you know, how could you not be positive? Instead, what I've heard from so many people is, thank God someone said it. You know, I couldn't take this. It was bad enough having to have cancer. It was even worse having to go along with this positivity that was expected of me.
Have you figured out what the right thing might have been for people to say? Is just, I'm so sorry you have cancer. Is that good?
You can just say that's rough. You can listen. That's one thing that doesn't hurt to do, listen. But, I had people saying things like, oh, you've lost your hair. How wonderful. Now we'll be able to see how beautiful your skull is. I'm going to punch them in the nose.
Yeah, and I guess people are thinking that they're going to take your mind off what is burdening you, but it doesn't really serve to do that.
Well, it's worse than that. In cancer, the idea has been and remains that you will actually get better if you are positive, and you will not get better if you succumb to negativity or anything like that. Now, this has been disproved. Scientifically, doesn't do anything. You know, it doesn't do you any good to be in a supportive environment or to be in a support group or anything like that. But it keeps going on. Although I would have to say that some caretakers, like some oncology nurses, have been speaking out and saying this is just an additional burden for a person who is already suffering. Let's not impose this burden on them.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to Fort Worth and speak with Christy. Hi, Christy.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I loved Barbara's book, Nickel and Dimed in America, and I was just wondering if she, well, she just mentioned the science aspect and how it's been proven wrong, but I watched that movie, What the Bleep Do You Know, and they go into a little bit of the quantum physics and were saying that the science proves it is so. So I was wondering what her thoughts were on that.
Thanks for your call.
Uh-huh. Glad you asked. No, my background is in science. I was a cellular immunologist, and I certainly studied some physics along the way, too. And, you know, I was shocked when I first attended a conference of motivational speakers. These are the people who are sort of the proselytizers for positive thinking. And they were all talking about quantum physics. And they had the absurd idea that quantum physics somehow means that we emit vibrations from our heads that bring things to us, good things or bad things. So, for example, the author of The Secret, that book, at the time of the 2006 tsunami, she said of the victims of the tsunami, they must have been sending, I'm paraphrasing here, but she said more or less they must have been sending out tsunami-like vibrations to the universe to make this happen to them. There is nothing in quantum physics that says we control the universe with our thoughts. And I think that was just a ghastly and callous thing to say about the, more than 100,000 victims of that tsunami.
1-800-933-5372 is our number. Let's go next to Hearst and speak with Dana. Hi, Dana.
It's Anna.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Anna, hi. Welcome.
No problem. So, Barbara, I want to just first acknowledge your suffering. I've never had cancer. I just caught the show in the middle, and I'm just a big proponent of the idea that if you can show gratitude for what you are experiencing, that you will attract more positive things in your life. And I think it's more than just positive thinking. I think it is more something along the lines of just knowing that even in the roughest times of suffering, which has been around since the beginning of time, and it always will be, suffering will always be there. And the ancient wisdom, you know, that comes with things like believe in karma and things like that. I know that if I can kind of just shift my mind and my thoughts and say, you know what, today I'm grateful just to have this breath. And today I'm grateful just to have, you know, whatever it is I have, this cup of coffee, this job, this husband. It really does turn my day around. And I've seen things materialize that I could never have imagined for myself just by doing that. So that's my comment.
Thanks for your call. What do you think about that, Barbara?
Well, good. I mean, it sounds like you have a lot to be grateful for. And I feel the same way about many things in my life. I feel like I'm just extraordinarily lucky and blessed with, you know, family and work that I enjoy and things like that. But bad things do happen, and they've happened to me. They happen to most of us. And I cannot say when they happen, oh, I'm grateful that this is happening to me. There is an alternative. I think the word is courage. That you say this is really rough. I've lost my job. I've lost my health insurance. My home has been foreclosed on or whatever. What am I going to do? How am I going to get through this? How am I going to find people who are supportive? Do we have to work for political change? Whatever. But I call that courage.
You know, a lot of people who have emerged from really tough places in their lives find meaning in those experiences by focusing on the ways that those hardships strengthened them or changed them. Is there a difference in your mind between sort of looking back on the past and trying to find something positive in something very sad and looking toward the future and assuming that everything's going to come up roses because you imagine it so?
Well, I think you could argue that all kinds of bad experience that don't actually break us make us stronger, to paraphrase Nietzsche, the philosopher Nietzsche. But I cannot look back on something like cancer and say that it had any redeeming value in my life.
It was something you had to get through, and then it was done.
I guess if there's anything I should be grateful for, is it exposed me to positive thinking as an ideology, and I had not been aware of that before.
We have an email here from Lorraine who says, is there anything more to be said about the profits of positivism and wealth making their wealth from selling those messages?
From selling the message to be positive?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a business. It's hard to get an exact number on the volume of it, but it's certainly it's a multi-billion dollar business. If you count in the motivational speakers, the motivational books, tapes and everything. And then there are the companies like Successories, which exist solely to make motivational products, little things you can put on your desk, the posters you can put on your wall. And I have to mention, because they sort of irritates me sometimes, the Life is Good line of products.
Oh, the T-shirts and all that.
The T-shirts, mm-hmm. The tire covers. I usually see it as a tire cover. And, I'm not going to argue with that proposition. I just sort of have to wonder about the mentality of a person who feels they have to declare that constantly.
Barbara Ehrenreich is with us. Her new book is called Brightsided: How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. We'll be back to our discussion with her in just a moment. You can get on the line to join us by calling 1-800-933-5372. You can send email to think@kera.org. If you would like to become a member of KERA, renew a membership, make an additional gift, that telephone number is 1-800-456-5372. We are in the first full official day of our fall fundraising campaign. We have not come to you to ask for money since April, I am told by my colleague Jeff Whittington, and that's a good long time. Perhaps you've enjoyed the summer and now are ready to give us a call and become a member of KERA.
The phone number is 800-456-5372. The place online, it's kera.org. Maybe you're listening online right now. Just click over to the support page of kera.org. Make a contribution. Everyone who contributes today will be entered into a drawing to win a $500 money card. We're giving away money, Chris. It's come to this. No, actually, our friend,
come to this.
The very generous folks at Granite Foundation Repair have made a $500 money card. It's like a check or debit card available today. And everyone who contributes today is entered into a drawing. We're going to draw the winner during Marketplace, which starts at 6:30 today. So call right now, 800-456-5372. Or go online to KERA.org and make your contribution. You could win. You could actually make money off this deal. You could win a $500 money card.
You could. Or regardless, whether you win or not, you get yourself a full year of great radio. You know that you are part of the formula that makes public radio work.
You win anyway.
We're all winners. What would Barbara say about this sort of talk?
She's listening right now. We're being relentlessly positive because, you know, we're only able to bring you these conversations because people like yourself contribute to the station. I mean, those are the facts.
Yeah. 1-800-456-5372 is our telephone number. You can also send email to think@kera.org. Want to thank E. Jean Queen in Grand Prairie, Ronaldo Guerra in Dallas, Dr. Laura Spiller in Jacksboro for contributions. Also Amy Dawson in Richardson, Michelle Martin in Addison, Natalie Fogiel in Dallas, and Lon Roth in Dallas. Thank you all.
We also heard from Eric McClellan in San Francisco, California. Thank you so much, Eric.
Very nice.
Obviously listening online, or we're in serious trouble with the FCC.
We love that, though. And thanks to so many of you who listen to the podcast and listen online. We do receive contributions from all over the world from people who say, yes, keep this show on the air, keep this station on the air. We absolutely appreciate that.
And, you know, we can't count on people in Seattle and New York and Chicago and Philadelphia to support the station because they've got their public radio station to support. This one is yours, and we hope that you don't count on, and you know, the very generous but honestly rare contribution from someone like Eric in San Francisco to the station, because this is your public radio station. The radio that you hear here, especially during middays on the Think Show, is made right here. We sit, you know, yards away from the control room here. Our program director, Vice President Jeff Ramirez, sits just across the hall here. He makes programming decisions right here in Dallas, in KERA, for the Dallas-Fort Worth listening audience. That's why we're asking you to support this, your station, at 800-456-5372.
You know, that said, we are very proud of being able to bring you guests of national and international import. We're very fortunate in this market that we're able to get people like Barbara Ehrenreich. And in the last hour, of course, we spoke to Colin Bevan. We've got a great slate of guests throughout the rest of the week and throughout the year. All of that is made possible by you, by the listeners who call and support the station at whatever level works with your budget. You know, you may be starting out your career and $5 or $10 a month is absolutely the limit. You may be at a place in your life where your disposable income allows you to make a much more substantial contribution. That's up to you. We just ask that you take the step of becoming a member. If it's the first time ever, see how great you feel about actually supporting the station as opposed to letting someone else pay for it for you. The number to call is 1-800-456-5372.
And you can help keep the drive ahead of schedule. If we make the $120,000, you know, honestly, really arbitrary goal by 2 o'clock today, we will continue to remain ahead of schedule in this membership campaign. And that should be music to your ears, my friend, because nobody likes to listen to the membership campaign. I had a friend, Chris, this weekend at the party say, "I love you, but I'm not, you know, I can't stand you." During the membership campaign.
That's the kind of brutal honesty that we engender in the public.
So that's why we're asking you to call. You know, make your contribution on a credit card. It's very easy, and actually it helps reduce paperwork on the station's end of the deal because your dollars can go to work right away. We don't have to send you an invoice or anything. The number is 800-456-5372, the place online, kera.org.
Your support makes public radio possible, and we are, in fact, speaking to you. You might be thinking to yourself, gosh, I hope that Jeff and Chris convince all those people who are going to give to the station to make a contribution. We're talking to you, and, you know, truthfully, if everybody who listens made a really small contribution, we would be done this afternoon. If everybody within the sound of our voice would pick up the phone and call, we would be done. Please be the one person who gets us that much closer by calling 1-800-456-5372 or going online to kera.org. Thank you.
Funding for Think comes from SMU's continuing and professional education, who can help you get ahead in today's tough economy. Hundreds of courses begin weekly this fall. Online at smu.edu/CAPE.
You're listening to Think on KERA 90.1. I'm Chris Boyd. My guest this hour is Barbara Ehrenreich. Her newest book is called Brightsided: How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. Our phone numbers are 1-800-933-5372 to join the conversation. To join the station, you can call 1-800-456-5372. Barbara, do we make a mistake in assuming that the opposite of this sort of relentless demand for positive thinking is a relentless demand for pessimism?
Oh, yes. I think that pessimism can be just as diluted. I mean, if you're thinking that everything is going to happen that comes along is going to be bad, or you're not going to enjoy it, or everything that you try is going to fail, that is also delusional. That is letting your fears color your perception of the world, just as positive thinking can be delusional in that it's letting your wishes and your hopes color everything that you see in the world. I'm arguing for old-fashioned realism, trying to see things as they are.
Let's go next on the phones to Coppell, where we'll speak with April. Hey, April.
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I saw Barbara the other evening on Jon Stewart, and so I'm really glad that I get a chance to talk to both of you now. I think that she's doing a little bit of an injustice to people also by saying that positive thinking doesn't work. I've been doing this for years. I've manifested a house and 2 cars and a grand piano, and I really think that there is an explanation for this. I think, aside from everything else, when you think positively and focus on the things that you would like to happen, you actually are focusing on it, and therefore you bring or attract ideas to your mind of how to get this to happen. And also, I've done a lot of reading on scientific aspects of this. there are so many books out today and shows on your own KERA Channel 13 station that talk constantly about how our brain, we're learning more and more about it and how our brain works so that when we think negatively, it's depressing our immune system, and when we think positively, it works in our favor. So,
well, I think those are points that probably a lot of people would share. April, thank you so much for your call. What do you think about that, Barbara?
Well, April, the part about the immune system is not, unfortunately, scientifically based. That was the explanation given for why you would recover from cancer if you were positive. As it turns out, though, well, there are a number of things it turns out. One is that the immune system has nothing to do with fighting cancer. And, you know, that's been overthrown. And it's kind of a surprise to me because cellular immunology was what I studied in graduate school. And I had always sort of accepted somehow that mood influenced the immune system kind of believed that the immune system must affect cancer. Nothing to it. And studies now show that that's just not true. And I do talk in my book. It was kind of fun for me to go back into some of the science again. But as for manifesting these wonderful things in your life, I think what you actually did was paid for them or used a credit card or something like that. You did not, to say that you manifested them, it leaves out all the sort of practical steps. You didn't just sit and think and have them pop into your life.
1-800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's go next to Fort Worth and speak with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Oh, hi, Chris. This is Kay in Fort Worth, and it's my first time to call in.
Welcome.
So I'll try to be very clear. And I love your show, and you are an excellent communicator and interviewer, and really appreciate it. And I'm glad you have Barbara on your show today. I'm interested in what she has to say. What came to my mind after listening to everyone is, in my experience, it's all about extremes. I have a problem with extremes. If we're extremely, and I think Barbara just touched on it, so she's pretty well covered what I wanted to say, is that if we're extreme in pessimism or extreme in optimism to the point of naivete, that's where the problem is. The balance of negative and positive is really important. And I would have to agree with some of the other callers that the one speaking about gratitude and the use of the secret, I would have to say in my own experience that having adopted some of those principles of positive thinking, the secret, have really transformed my life for the better. And I was a rabid complainer, negative, and my life is much better, my health is much better, my prosperity is much better, all of that from adopting those methods. At the same time, I wanted to say that I have a friend in my life who's extremely negative, and we have been helping each other. He has helped to break me out of sort of a coma of too much naive positive, and I have helped to bring him back to center about too much negative. So, that's sort of my point, the balance, and I do agree that we can't think ourselves well, but I think it's what we do with the circumstances we're given. And the last thing I wanted to say that really disturbs me, especially in this country, is that everything is a war or a fight. It's the war against cancer, the war against drugs, the fight against cancer, and I think that it's more beneficial to accept and integrate into our lives whatever we're dealing with rather than to try to make it outside of us and fighting against it.
Thank you so much for your call. You've brought a lot up. I want to have Barbara have a chance to respond before we run out of time.
Well, there's one thing I would ask, but you say in your experience that you adopted these positive thinking techniques and you read The Secret and watched What the Bleep and is going on here and other, purveyors of this line of reasoning. Well, you're not the only one. Millions and millions of Americans have been doing that. We can say 2005, 2006 were sort of a high point of that. And what happened? The worst financial downturn since the Great Depression. You know, obviously, all those thoughts were not working for everybody. I think we have to realize not only did they not fend off a terrible economic disaster, which is ongoing, except for the guys on Wall Street, I guess, but also, you know, that they have not made us happier. When you do studies of happiness, and I have to admit right away that I am critical of those studies of happiness very often because I think it's a very slippery thing to measure. But when you do, you find that the United States, which is the heartland of positive thinking, ranks about 22nd in the world, not number one or two or something, with even the supposedly doer Scandinavians well ahead of us. So it's not been working very well.
Let's go next. We have time for one more call to Sandy in Richardson. Hi, Sandy.
Oh, hi. I have read Barbara's book, Nickeled and Dimed, and really enjoyed that, and I appreciate her shining a light on this because I'm in the process of quitting a church that makes me feel like everything's my fault if I can't, you know, do things through positive thinking. But that said, I endorse what the last two callers have said, that I have practiced these principles for the last 20 years, and, you know, I would have been a bitter wreck had I not done that. And I, again, I believe in avoiding the extremes. And I'm glad that she's shining a light on this because any movement taken to extreme can cause a backlash. And I was cured of a breast cancer with a mind-body technique. So I know that the mind and the body are connected, and they do affect each other. And the last point I want to make is what we can control the most is our attitude, and you get more of what you concentrate on.
Thanks very much for your call. Last words, Barbara?
Well, Sandy, I wouldn't call it avoiding extremes. I say there are alternatives here. One, you could whip yourself into delusional optimism, or two, you could, collapse into depressive, delusional pessimism. But there is another alternative, and that is called realism. It's not a happy medium. It's something completely different from both. It's using your mind to see the world and not just letting everything be colored by your emotions. And I think we need a lot more of that, especially in this country.
No interest in being America's realism guru, though, Barbara?
You think I should write a self-help
book? You might. You'll never be nickeled and dimed again, perhaps. It's been a real pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much. The new book by writer Barbara Ehrenreich is called Brightsided, How the Relentless Promotion of Positive Thinking Has Undermined America. We are in the middle of our fall fundraising campaign right now. If you would like to have a copy of Barbara's fascinating new book, it's called Brightsided, you can give us a call now at 1-800-456-5372 and make a $120 contribution. We will send it to you with our compliments. You are, of course, realistically not spending $120 to purchase this book. Jeff has taught me to do this. The book costs $23. So if you want to walk into your local retailer, you can pick it up for $23. And if you want to give your entire contribution to KERA and then go out and buy the book yourself, you can do that too. But it's if it's a good motivation for you right now and it makes you feel good about contributing to the station, by all means, we'd love to send it.
1-800-456-5372. Online at KERA.org. The book Brightsided is yours with our thanks if you join at the $120 membership level. That's some great news, Chris. We started today at noon having raised about $112,000 toward the goal for the drive. And we were saying, we challenge you to donate during Think Today to try to get us to $120,000 so we can stay on track. And it'd be ahead of schedule, actually stay ahead of track, if that's an expression. And we're staying ahead of track. We are at $117,000 raised right now. Fantastic. And thank you so much for your calls to 800-456-5372. Thank you so much to your for your online contributions at KERA.org. I would really like to say if we can get two folks to call right now, or to go online and pledge at the $1,500 friends level. It's $1,500, and if you can give $1,500 to the station right now, and someone else can give $1,500 to the station right now, we would be far ahead of schedule. We'd be at that $120,000 mark that we set out to raise during Think Today, to get to during Think Today. So please call. If you can do that, call us now, 800-456-5372.
Yeah, and bear in mind that a friends level membership can also be broken up so that it comes out of your account monthly. And, you know, a lot of people who think, well, $1,500 today seems like a lot, can swing $125 a month. And that's what a lot of our friends members actually do. We want to say thanks to people who have contributed over this hour, including Michael Say in Dallas, Diana Kundi in Arlington, Lindsay Lyles in Dallas. The telephone number to call to join them is 1-800-456-5372. You can also send email to think@kera.org. One thing I really liked about this discussion was that there were people who agreed with everything Barbara had to say and people who really disagreed. Everybody was respectful. They were treated with respect in return by our guest. It is not common in talk radio to find an environment like this one. We're proud to have created this environment. Jeff and I didn't create it, but the people of public radio have put it together based on the demand from you, the listeners who love the programming. We respond to that. We try to give you an environment where we can discuss things in a civil way and really in depth. But it's only possible with, in addition to your listener support, we also need your financial support.
Yeah, your positive wishes and positive thoughts are great, and we do appreciate them, but we actually need your cold hard cash.
They don't turn on the transmitter.
Right. Yeah, in reality, this whole thing exists because people send money to the radio station, and you know we will do almost anything to get you to get on board as a member, as a contributor to KERA. And you know what? The folks at Granite Foundation Repair not only have contributed $1,500 to the drive this time, but they've also made available a $500 money card. It's like a check or debit card. And it could be yours because everyone who contributes today, everyone who calls 800-456-5372 with a contribution or who makes an online contribution at KERA.org gets entered to win this $500 money card. The drawing is going to happen today during Marketplace in the 6:30 time slot, and you could be the winner. And, of course, you win every day when you turn on KERA and you listen to your favorite shows right here on 90.1. Or maybe you listen on 100.1 in Tyler, 88.3 in Wichita Falls. Maybe you listen in Sherman on 99.3. We hear from a lot of you, and you appreciate the programming. So we really appreciate it if you would call and contribute.
You know, Jeff, I have never created a business plan myself and gone to investors, but I would argue that if you were to do so and you said, I'm going to start this new, successful, thriving business that will last for decades, that will serve literally millions of people in the country, here's how it works. I'm going to give away my product to everybody and then just hope that a few people will decide that they want to pay for it, and it's going to thrive and do really well and continue to grow. Anybody looking at this business plan would say it's not going to happen. It's insane. But in fact, it has worked beautifully in public radio. We are as direct as we can be, telling you how much it costs to run the station and asking you directly for your contribution. You know, there may be a year or a quarter when it's just impossible for you and your budget. But I would argue that most of the time, most of us can afford to make an affordable contribution to the station. If that time exists for you, just ask yourself honestly. Give us a call at 1-800-456-5372.
And maybe you have a membership right now. Maybe your membership is current. Maybe you contributed during the Spring campaign. Well, I would like to offer you the opportunity and invite you to go ahead and contribute again during this drive. Because the way this is set up, the way these membership campaigns are set up, we start out with a goal of what we have to raise to keep the station healthy and strong. And once we reach that goal, it's over. So if you contributed $100 in the spring, I would invite you to consider contributing $100 or if right now, or if things have gone a little bit better for you, maybe contribute $200 or $500 to the station to help speed along this membership campaign. Because you listen, you know that it takes money to keep the wheels turning over here and to keep this service on the air. And so I'm just asking you to help out. The reality of the bills is that they've got to get paid. So I'm asking you to help out with this opportunity during this fall membership campaign, even if you already have a current membership. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank everyone else in North Texas that's made a donation. It's going really well, but that means we still need to hear from you at 800-456-5372.
The wonderful thing is you finish up online or you hang up the phone and you hear instantly where your money's going. You immediately benefit. You sort of cash in every single day of the year. Whenever you turn on the radio, you think, there's my $100. There's my $200. There's my $50. $50, whatever it is, you know where your money's going. You can hear us spending it, and I can promise you that we spend it as carefully as we possibly can. Please give us a call now and make your contribution at 1-800-456-5372 or go online and do it at kera.org. Thank you.
The Think team includes assistant producer Betsy Lewis and engineer Nilofer Arsala. Our senior producer is Jeff Whittington. Learn more about today's show, find out about upcoming programs, and download our free daily podcasts at kera.org/think. And we'd like to hear what you think about Think. Email your comments, questions, and suggestions to think@kera.org.